The Constitutional Council of Mozambique declared Frelimo's presidential candidate, Daniel Francisco Chapo, as the next president of Mozambique after gaining 65.17% of the vote, followed by the opposition candidate, Venancio Mondlane, who is supported by the Party for the Democracy and the Development of Mozambique, Podemo, in second place with 24.19%. The Constitutional Council also confirmed that there were some irregularities seen during the election, the discrepancies in figures, but that does not influence much to the final election results. As we speak, Maputo now is under fire. The youth are burning tires all over the streets. They are not yet with the results. Protests have been going on now with over more than 100 people which were killed since the initial results were announced. Going forward, Mozambique will see some of its worst electoral crisis in the next week with these results.
So Charles Mondlane claims a separate count shows he won 53% to 36% for Chapo. You think the protests will continue in the main cities, including Maputo?
Yes, the protests will be all over everywhere in the country, because these figures, each party has its own parallel counts. Some had higher figures, some had lower figures, some had, but all the figures are not adding up. But many Mozambicans were expecting that Venancio Mondlane will be the country's president. Everyone was saying that they voted for Venancio Mondlane, as we saw during all these protests, which took almost 8 weeks in the country.
And Charles, businesses were shut and streets deserted in the capital Maputo today, despite the fact that it is the height of the festive season, the Christmas season.
The mood is very tense. After the president of the Constitutional Council delivered the verdict, we could see from the social networks that in many streets in Maputo, the youth are burning tires, they are banging, they are singing, they have been waiting for the results to be announced. Since morning, everyone was in his house this morning, because presidential run-up Venancio Mondlane had said last Monday that everyone should sit indoors today and wait until the results are announced. And he said that if the electoral truth is not delivered, Mozambique will go up in flames in protesting against these results.
Any comments or statements after the Constitutional Council proclaimed the final results from opposition leader Venancio Mondlane?
Not only Mondlane, other contesting political parties also are rejecting this result. They are saying that this result does not reflect the will of the population of Mozambique at the ballot box. RENAMO itself and another opposition political party have been mobilizing people, saying that, look, now it's time to fight for the truth. It's not to fight for the country in Mozambique. So let's join us in the fight of the truth, or electoral truth in Mozambique. All political parties, now the four, which are presidential candidates, are now mobilizing their supporters to join the protest as we speak. We have not had any comments from the winning candidate, Daniel Chapo. I think he will be addressing his supporters later this afternoon.